Chapter 1. It was shortly after 10:15 in the morning when Bailey found himself being stirred from the world of a deep, dreamless sleep he had been inhabiting. "Dude, wake up," came a gentle female voice that sounded so very far away. Bailey groaned in response, quickly falling back into the warm embrace of blissful unconsciousness, only to be stirred by the voice once again. "Earth to Mr. Hudson," the voice became impatient. "I don't want to wear the sailor suit," Bailey groaned, his eyes still shut. There was a wave of loud laughter, and it was in that moment that Bailey fully woke up, realizing he had fallen asleep in the middle of class. His eyes snapped wide open, though his lids were still heavy as he sat up straight, coming face to face with his history teacher, Miss Angeli. "Am I a joke to you, Mr. Hudson?" she asked, the corner of her mouth pinched in an irritated smirk. "No, miss," Bailey stammered, his cheeks flushed light red. For a moment she considered busting his balls a bit more, but while it was fine in small doses, she wasn't into doing it in front of the whole class. "Take the pass and go to the nurse's office. Sleep it off there." "But I..." Bailey started to protest, but Miss Angeli resumed her lecture on Stalin, signaling that the matter wasn't up for discussion. Bailey stood up, picked up his messenger bag and notebook. He didn't bother packing it away into his bag because he wanted to get out of the classroom as quickly as possible. He headed up to the front of the class, pausing for a brief moment by the door to take one of the passes for the nurse's office. Once the door had shut behind him, his cheeks flushed scarlet and he sighed. "You're a dumbass, Bailey," he said to himself quietly. He fished his phone out of his pocket and looked at it, groaning because he was already this tired early in the day. He remembered that he had a free period after history, even though his mind still felt foggy, his body heavy. He could feel a slight rush of excitement perking him up like the smell of fresh-brewed coffee. The femmy blonde schoolboy's fingers danced quickly over the screen of his phone as he fired off a series of quick text messages, then headed towards the boys' bathroom at the other end of the third floor, which he was currently on. The bathroom at the end of the third floor was a place you could go when you didn't want to be disturbed. It was outdated, replaced by a newer bathroom that was near the stairwell in the center of the floor. The new bathroom was the one that saw the most traffic. The old one was still perfectly functional, so remained open, even if seldom used for its intended purposes. Bailey found that that bathroom was empty, and the warm tingling he felt in his body intensified as his heart began to beat even faster, his pale cheeks becoming a touch pink as he groaned and leaned against the wall in the handicap stall. The door to the bathroom opened, and in stepped another slender boy, this one with dark hair and a spaced-out look on his face. His name was Jordan. He was sort of a pal of Bailey's. Well, more accurately, Bailey liked him well enough that he would meet up with him for discreet encounters such as this one. "Hey," Bailey said, his voice soft as he tried to sound seductive. "Can't believe you texted me during class." "You couldn't wait?" Jordan asked, his hands excitedly fumbling with the buckle of his belt as he walked into the stall. He tugged his pants down, showing the small but very hard bulge pushing against his red boxers. "I always need it," Bailey said seductively, his hand dropping to grab Jordan's stiff cock through his boxers. His warm fingers gripped Jordan's cock and gently rubbed it, causing the other boy to let out a loud moan as his eyes shut. Bailey licked his lips, his heart pounding so strongly in his chest that the pulse in his ears was almost deafening. He felt his head getting hotter as the most intense rush overcame him, his hands still gently tugging at Jordan's bulge as he crouched on the bathroom floor. He pulled down Jordan's boxers just enough to let his cock free before wrapping his warm fingers around it. Jordan wouldn't stop moaning as Bailey licked his lips, gently moving his hand up and down as he took in the sight of Jordan's cock. As Bailey licked his lips and leaned forward, Jordan let out a loud whine, his body shuddering as his cock began to uncontrollably spurt cum. Bailey's eyes went wide as his cheek was splashed and covered with a thick rope of hot cum, followed by another and another. By the time Bailey's shock had faded enough for him to register what was happening, he only had one time to wrap his lips around Jordan's cockhead and slurp out the final bit of cum pathetically dripping out of the other boy's cock. Jordan moaned happily and then quickly pulled his cock from Bailey's hungry mouth, pulling his pants back up in front of the stunned Bailey. "I gotta go. The bell's gonna ring," Jordan said, quickly hurrying out of the bathroom and vanishing back into the hallway. Bailey couldn't even savor the gooey mess coating his cheek. He was so pissed. Bailey had been pent up recently like no one's business, and now his angst was replaced by a tremor of anger that threatened to make him snap. He wanted to punch Jordan in the dick and then scream at him for being such a flake. "What the fuck, man?" he sighed. Grabbing some tissue from the wall dispenser as he carefully wiped his cheek clean, his hole was left warm and throbbing for the attention that it wouldn't receive today. "Fuck this," Bailey hissed. He picked his bag up off the floor and stormed out of the bathroom. Luckily, it was a Friday, which meant Bailey could sleep in the following day. He had been staying up past midnight the last few weeks. Not that the school had stopped him from doing so. The fact that it was Friday just meant he could stay up even later without having to worry about phoning in to school the next day. Bailey made a stop at the grocery store that was at least 2 blocks from his house, and he found himself standing in the produce section as his eyes wandered over his offering of vegetables. The first time he shoved something up his ass, it wasn't his slender little fingers. It was a carrot. Bailey liked carrots because of their general shape and durability. They started out small at the tip and got wider and wider the deeper you go, and you could get some insanely thick carrots. The bonus is if he went too rough with his hole, all he had to do was get a cold carrot out of the fridge and lube it up. It was like having an ice pack right where you needed it, which really helped with the ache that came after a long session of fucking himself silly. He was pretty comfortable using his ass now, and the perverted sensation of feeling stretched and fucked was better than anything he had done with his hand and cock. He had graduated from carrots, though, unless he needed a convenient ice pack. Now he was on to bigger, better produce. Bailey was well aware that he could have bought a nice dildo off the internet with all the money he'd spent putting produce up his ass. He often fantasized about doing just that, but he was worried that his nosy, overbearing parents would intercept the package, and that would be a can of worms he did not want to have to deal with. He walked slowly through the produce aisle and paused at the eggplants. Eggplants came in all shapes and sizes, but the shiny black-purple skins always made his hole throb with excitement. He had masturbated to hentai since his early teens, and often imagined himself as a princess knight, or a captured elf getting train-run on him by a pack of perverted, insatiable orcs. While he never shoved an eggplant up his ass, he couldn't help but think of a basketful of orc dicks whenever he saw them. And it made his cheeks flush as naughty thoughts swam in his head. He'd love nothing more than to fall into a sea of big, angry purple dicks that would turn him out and fill him with hot... "Back again, huh? You keep eating so many veggies, you're going to stay so fit and handsome?" purred the mature Latina produce clerk, who was stocking veggies in one of the nearby bins. This snapped Bailey out of his trance, and he smiled beautifully as he grabbed a couple of thick, long cucumbers and put them in his shopping bag. He already had the Astroglide at home. While his parents were always up his ass and overreacting at every slight little thing, at least they left Bailey alone when he was spending time in his room. Usually he was studying, but lately he wasn't. Not even a little. No different from the last 2 weeks or so, Bailey was spending his time in front of the computer, his feet propped up on the desk, legs spread wide as he drilled his ass slow and deep with the fat 9-inch cucumber. His feet rested wide apart on the top of his desk, and his cute little ass slid forward in the chair until it was just at the edge, as the cucumber glistening with the Astroglide slid back and forth inside his tight little hole. Bailey's eyes would have remained permanently crossed as the thick green veggie drilled ever deeper into his sensitive hole if it was not for his effort to focus on the screen in front of him. Between his wide-apart ankles was the computer's flat-screen monitor, and displayed on it was a pale, skinny girl, with dark blue hair, glossy, pouty pink lips. She was nude and lying on her side. Her plush, pale butt pointed towards the camera, and her visibly twitching cock pushed between her thighs where it was tucked into her black, thigh-high stockings for the camera to see. She was wearing matching eyeshadow that was a light shade of blue, and infused with silver glitter, which glinted seductively in the warm light of her room. She was working the long black dildo fashioned like a horse cock that was complete with black and white pink patchwork of flesh stones, which looked especially realistic when it was glistening with lube, as it was now. Her name was Valerie Venus. "Come on, you little sluts at home. Keep going," Valerie encouraged as her pink, hungry little hole swallowed the huge dildo with practice ease, as thousands of people in her chat room watched and played along. Bailey groaned as he pushed the lubed-up produce deeper into his ass. He loved the pressure he felt in his stomach, the sensation of being filled, being used by something. His slender cock was already leaking pre-cum like a broken faucet, a constant trickle oozing and cascading down his pale cock as the cucumber stretched his pink little hole out. "Good little whore," the flushed blue-haired cam girl giggled as the thick, speckled horse cock stretched her out. Being called a whore, even if not directly, sent a pleasant jolt through Bailey's stomach, leaving him feeling warm and fuzzy and extra naughty. "I love having my slutty hole wrecked," moaned Valerie as she thrust the huge horse cock deeper and deeper. Bailey followed suit, but his ass was already uncomfortably tight with the fat, lubed-up cucumber occupying it, so he moved slowly. His eyes went wide from the pressure on his G-spot, his cock spurting out another rivulet of pre-cum as he clenched his ass tightly around the cucumber and wiggled it back and forth. "Fuck," Bailey gasped. He had the fan on near his door, so he wasn't entirely concerned about being overheard. It just felt too good to stop. "Guys, I'm gonna come," Valerie announced suddenly, her voice cracking into a whining moan as she furiously worked the huge dildo back and forth inside of her ass for an adoring audience. Bailey sucked in a quick breath of excitement as he drilled his own ass, his toes curling as he followed Valerie's lead and raced towards his own not-too-distant orgasm. "Ugh, this fucking horse cog is breeding my ass so good," Valerie whined, her thighs visibly trembling as she ground the massive horse cock around inside her small, tight ass. There was an overwhelmingly spam of loud, sharp dings as Valerie's audience spammed her with coins, encouraging her to come. Her eyes rolled up slightly as her cock started twitching and spurting cum. Her pale cock was still firmly tucked in her immaculate black stockings, but they were quickly made a mess of, as her cock had spurted cum through the delicate material that stretched over her throbbing tip. Bailey was grinding hard into the cucumber, his eyes going wide at the sight of Valerie's cum as he worked himself into a dry orgasm. His cock flopped up and then down, slapping him loudly on the stomach as it happily spurted out a load across his silky smooth chest. His entire body trembled as he struggled to keep his eyes open, a fiery sensation of pleasure engulfing every last nerve as Valerie moaned and suddenly pulled out the massive horse cock from her ass. Her well-fucked hole gaped for a moment before winking shut, and continued to wink open and closed as a massive torrent of cum lube poured out of her ass in a thick, constant stream. The cum show was always the icing on the cake. As she had slowly been pumping herself full of lube which mimicked real sperm in all but taste and function, so letting it all out of the end was like releasing a rightfully earned cream pie from the massive stallion cock. The cum flowed out in seemingly endless stream as Valerie laid her head back, panting for breath, as the screen dimmed and faded to a link roll of all her websites and ways to tip her and contact her. Bailey was still lingering in the lusty haze of his orgasm, his toes slowly uncurling as he relaxed his hole and let the huge cucumber fall out and hit the carpet with a muffled thud. A warm rush in his chest and the burning pleasure in his hole. It was ecstasy for him. He loved having his hole fucked. He was craving it more and more now that he had these late-night sessions and guidance from Valerie's broadcasts. Still drunk with lust and feeling insatiably naughty, Bailey found himself carefully standing on shaking legs before grabbing his cell phone. He moved over to the large mirror on his closet and turned his back to it, showing off his ass as he innocently peered over his shoulder and snapped a picture. He knew he had a great ass. So many of the boys at school had busted inside of it, so that it boosted his confidence despite his inexperience with girls. On the same whim which he had taken the picture, Bailey swiped through his phone and went to Valerie's submission page, attaching the photo with it with a caption of "Thanks for training my hole," followed by a heart emoji. After that, he set about quickly stashing his lube, throwing the cucumber away, before pulling on a pair of dark red pajama pants. By the time he did that, his phone was buzzing across the desk from multiple notifications. Bailey picked up the phone and blinked rapidly, his heart sinking. He had not just one, but several replies from Valerie Venus herself. "OMG, you are so fucking hot. We have to meet," the most recent one read. Bailey was stunned, but somehow managed to text back a simple, "Sure."